Good morning, kids. How are you doing this morning? Good day. All right. Well, I have a story that happened a long time ago. It happened in the little town of Royal, Oregon. Anybody know where Royal, Oregon is? Anybody? How about Cottage Grove? Do you know where Cottage Grove is at? Well, Royal is now part of Cottage Grove. A little girl was born into a Christian family. And in this family, there were 7 brothers and sisters. Oh, we got one more. And her daddy was a logger. And because he was a logger, they had to live in different logging camps that were way out in the woods. And there wasn't any doctor or anybody. It was just a bunch of people working. And the little girl that was born was named Gladys Juanita. And Gladys got very sick. She had a high fever and she kept getting sicker and sicker. And at this time she was about 4 years old. And she got to where she couldn't breathe. And so her mother started putting fomentations, which is hot towels, on her back and her chest, and did that all night long. And finally, by morning, her fever broke, and she felt better. And as she got better, they figured out that she could not walk anymore. Her legs wouldn't work. And so people had to carry her everywhere that she went. And one time they were living in a logging camp on the Siuslaw River, and somebody would carry her out every day and set her in a chair alongside the river so she could watch the boats go by. Well, this one day when they set her in the chair, they set her back between the houses instead of right on the bank, and a great big boat came up the river. They used to use the rivers a lot more then than they do now because there weren't the highways that there are now. And as the boat came up the river, he hit the power line and broke it. And the power line came down and came across and hit the cabins. And because she was sitting back in between the cabins, it only broke her nose. Made it bleed a lot, but it only broke it. And for her entire life, she had a big knot on her nose. Do you think God was watching over her and protecting her in this? And a few years later, she went to a hospital in Portland, and she was there for a whole year away from her family, and she had many surgeries so that she could finally wear crutches and braces because she had had polio. She lived many years and never forgot how Jesus provided for her, and Jesus will protect you also. And I have a text this morning. My text is from Psalms 91, and it says, "Because you have made the Lord your defender and the Most High your refuge, no disaster will befall you, nor will any plague come near your house. He will send his angels and protect you as you walk in his ways. They will lift you up in their arms so that you won't stub your toe on a rock."